Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Before we break down the league
yes. From
yesterday, you got to look up.
Go ahead.
What's the percentage of teams winning games in the NFL when they win the turnover battle 3-0? What is, seriously,
I know.
What is the...
I don't know how to find that. Let me
I bet you it's 80% that team wins
teams
the game.
Teams that win turnover battle by three
right.
NFL.
3-0.
Yeah. What's winning the turnover battle? An article from Football Perspective.
Plus three. I bet you it's 80% if you're plus three in turnovers.
I have just winning the turnover battle. Just simply winning it, what the percentage
what is.
It's like 70%.
Okay, so if you're plus three, it's got to have it in there. It's got everything else.
I'm going to find it.
Please find it.
That's my message before this show is over, to find that.
And this is just shows how bad the Jets are. That they can win the turnover battle 3-0 and still get blown out. Think about that.
That's impressive.
Blown out. That's unbelievable. Think about it.
It's very, very impressive.
I bet you it's 80% that you win the game.
Oh, it's got to be an incredibly high number.
No question.
I mean, just simply winning
maybe
the turnover battle makes it a high number.
Right.
Let alone that.
Plus three. He's got to be probably more than 80%.
Yeah, it's tough to find that.
Oh, my God.
This weekend was very entertaining, but here's what it was dominated by for all the gamblers out there, because now it's legal in New Jersey. The overs were everywhere.
Yeah.
Wow. Almost every game this weekend had an over. The only unders this week were Patriots-Dolphins. They combined for 45. The number was 48.
Yeah. It's because the Dolphins only scored 7.
Exactly, because of them. The Packer-Bill game was way under because it was 22-0.
Yeah, right.
And the Cardinal-Seahawk game, the over-under was 39, and they finished at 37. Outside of that, the overs hit in every single game. It was crazy. Actually, I didn't calculate the Steeler-Raven game. What was the final score of the Steeler-Raven game?
26-14.
So 30, that's 40? Yeah, that was the under. Okay, right. So there were four unders there. Include that one. A lot of overs. Also, a lot of overtime games. A lot of flirting with ties, which this is a weekly tradition now.
Three overtime games.
Not only are you going to get an overtime game, and like you said, three of them, but there's a good chance we're going to get a tie.
Well, let's start with that, because the Colts that game should have been a tie. That game, if the Colts, what is Frank Reich doing? And I understand, I do it 10 out of 10 times. You hear him at the game?
Yes.
10 out of 10 times.
Yes.
I'm going for the win. I got to go for the win. Luck was good. No, you're nuts. Because if you don't get it, now you lost. Give me the tie every day over a loss.
Joe, this was a horrible move. There's no defending it.
Come on.
And
20 seconds to go?
In general, you have to love a coach who says, hey, we're playing a win. We're not playing a tie.
Right.
But it's stupid.
Of course it is.
It was dumb because, and here's the situation for those who missed it. 4th and 4, their own 43, 36 seconds left.
Right.
Okay?
In the overtime,
In the overtime. So if you don't convert, you are handing the Texans the football from the Indianapolis 44-yard line.
Yep.
You've got to go a few yards, and you're in field goal range.
They made one play. I think it was DeAndre Hopkins, and that was it.
That was it.
Set up the field goal, game over.
So it was suicide.
Yep.
You can't make that decision.
Can't make it.
And while I love a coach saying, hey, we played a win 10 out of 10 times, but this is dumb.
Yep.
He handed it away.
He definitely did.
So it should have been a tie. Well, you just punt it, you pin him back, and you say, let's go. And you never know, because think about this. Let's say you punt it, you pin it back. Texans get the ball back with 20 seconds to go from their own 10-yard line. Maybe they take a shot down the field, and maybe they turn it over.
Yeah.
And maybe you win.
Yeah.
Let them be the over-aggressive dummies.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be the over-aggressive
dummy. And they
probably
would have been, because they haven't won a game, the Texans. Well, now they have.
Now they have.
Right. And I don't know
you
if the Texans would have been so quick to play for a tie there.
I think
because they're all in three.
If it was a touchback and they're at their own 25, they're taking a shot. If you get a good punt and you bury them inside their 8-yard line, I don't know, man.
Right.
I mean, you could take a shot.
When they start at the 20, you remember, on a punt, it's
I'm sorry, 20. You're right. At your own 20, I apologize.
Right, you're right.
Regular touchback,
right.
Not the new
rule. I mean, even so, I mean, they probably would have took a shot because they, you know, I don't want to be 0-3-1. What good is that?
No, I'm with you. I think it was really, really dumb. And then you had the Tennessee-Philadelphia game.
How about that game?
Which also looked like we were going to get a tie because the Titans had the football, third and goal from the 10, down 3. If they don't convert here, I don't think they're getting dumb. I think they're going to kick a field goal. That's it. Tie game. See you later. Except Marcus Mariota found Corey Davis in the end zone, and what a great win by the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, how about them? They're 3-1. Hey, nobody was looking for them being 3-1 this year. I mean, come on. All right? Right?
Nobody was, even though they had a good year last year.
Yeah, no, they made won a playoff game, too.
Yeah. And one other thing, when you talk about coaching decisions, Mike Vrabel made the decision to go for it on 4th-and-2 from the Eagle 32 instead of tying the game in overtime.
Yeah, no, he did. He did.
And that one's a little bit different. Obviously, the game's on the line there, but it's only 2 yards.
Right.
And I think it's more reasonable to expect to convert on a play like that because the field goal is also not a sure thing.
Right.
You're talking about a 50-yard field goal.
Right.
Right around there.
Right.
So I thought that was a good gutsy decision by Coach Vrabel as compared to the dumb decision on Frank Reich's part.
Yeah, no question about it. No question. Any other overtime game, which I watched a lot of at the end until red zone cut out of it. But it didn't matter because you knew at that point, I saw the play that was going to set up the game-winning field goal. Anyway,
is that when they cut?
Yeah, pretty much right at that play.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and then 2 seconds later, they kicked the field goal to win the game, the Raiders. But I mean, to me, this is more, how about the call? The Browns are up 42-34. They look like they've just converted a first down. In fact, they got the call on the play. And then review overturns it.
I got to tell you.
Now, what did you think of
that? I think he was short.
Did
I think
you?
They got it right. Yeah, I think he was short.
It was close.
I think his knee and his hand were down a yard short.
Yeah,
I think they made the right decision. And I think that those who are screaming about bad calls should scream about bad calls.
Right.
There were lots of them in this game. I don't think that was one of them. And I'll give you the worst one. And if I'm a Brown fan, I'm losing my mind. Derek Carr fumbles the football. It's a clear-as-day fumble. And they whistled him for forward progress some reason.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, right.
Why?
Because the officiating's horrible.
And then they did it negative towards the Raiders with Marshawn Lynch. And that's when he punted the ball. Did you see the Lynch punt, if you will?
No, I didn't see it. Lynch punted? I did not see that.
Well, he wasn't really punting. What happened is Marshawn's tough to bring down.
We know that.
So they whistle forward progress. He breaks loose. Like half a second after the whistle is blown.
Oh, I see what happened.
He's now loose. He's ticked off. He's losing his mind.
He punted the ball out of frustration.
He kicked the football.
And what, they throw a personal foul on him?
I think there was a penalty there.
Why
but
not?
Those were two horrible calls. Those are two horrific calls. They're bad. They're awful. I don't know about the Hyde one, man. I think he was short.
Yeah, maybe.
I really do.
Maybe.
But the other ones. Oh, my God. Derek Carr fumbles the ball. And then there was a roughing the passer one in this one, too. That was a joke. I forget when it was. Everything mixes together sometimes when you watch 87 games. And I was sick as a dog yesterday, too. I wasn't feeling well.
Sorry to hear that.
And the Jets didn't help, by the way.
Well, I mean, you know. You were healthy before that.
I'll tell you,
it didn't take long to get indigestion.
It was actually the Mets' fault because I was at Citi Field on night for 5 hours.
Yeah, I feel for you there.
But luckily, I feel better today.
I'm glad you look good.
Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate it. But that was so horribly officiated. And the Browns, I mean, they're the Browns, bro.
Yeah,
they really are.
I know. 42-34 lead. And then the touchdown pass. And then great catch, really, by Jordy Nelson for the 2-point conversion. That was a nice play by him.
And I'm watching this game. I'm 2-0 in picks going into this game because I picked the Raiders.
I went 0-3. I don't care.
The only
game that mattered was Philip Rivers kneeling.
That's the key. See, kneeling can be good, folks. Can be very good.
Oh, boy.
But I'm 2-0 going into this Raider game. I picked the Raiders laying 2.5. I figured, all right, I lost. It's okay.
Right.
He somehow covered.
I know.
What a cheap cover. I mean, come on.
And if you're the Giants who haven't scored 30 points in 36 games and you watch the Raiders and Browns both go over 40, it's
depressing to watch.
Yes.
And it was probably also depressing watching the Cowboys get a dramatic victory over
that?
The Lions.
Yeah.
In a game in which both teams really need that, really needed.
Yes.
They both needed that game.
Yeah, big game for Zeke. What'd he go for, about 200-something in his game?
Combined, he had a huge game.
Yep.
And the Chicago Bears continue to flex the muscle, man. Mitchell Trubisky with 6 touchdowns. The defense continues to be fantastic.
By the way, I don't know who I was reading today. I was reading the article in the Post today. I don't know who the writer was, so I'm not going to mention it. I don't know who it was.
What?
And he said Trubisky, he threw 6 touchdown passes. But the Bear record is 7, and he doesn't mention that it was Sid Luckman. He said it was like 1943 or whatever. But how about mentioning that it was Sid Luckman who threw the 7 touchdown passes? You might want to mention that. He didn't do that. I'm just throwing it out there.
That bothered you?
Yeah. I mean, 1943. Oh, wow.
No, you got to give the
Sid
name.
Sid Luckman. I mean, the guy's one of, you know, I know it's a million years ago, but he's a great Hall of Fame quarterback.
It still counts.
Come on.
You know what annoyed me?
I think
about
he's the first guy to do it, too. Throw 7 in a game.
That's an impressive feat, especially back then.
Right.
Not this steroided up offensive.
Right. Right.
What if Trubisky's touchdowns? And look, Ernie lost to me anyway in fantasy, so I don't want to rub this in. Right. And he asked Trubisky.
But
one of them was, I got to physically describe this. So it was one of the things where the running back's cutting in front of him, and he kind of flips
the football to him.
Because he moved the football forward, it's a touchdown pass. I mean,
they all call that.
I know, but it's BS.
That little flip that they do, you know the play. That's a touchdown.
Know,
it goes a half an inch. It's a touchdown because it's
Joe,
forward.
It's
I know.
BS.
Well,
is it not BS? It's not a screen pass. That's different. That's a pass. He flips the football out of his hands an inch. That's not a touchdown pass.
I guess not.
I'm sorry.
All right. They do call it that.
Of course they do.
No,
I know they call
it. No, I get it.
It's forward. It's a pass.
I get it.
It's just stupid.
It is kind of dumb.
If he drops it, it's an incomplete pass, not a fumble.
And that's dumb, too.
That's how they protect themselves.
Which makes it a smart play. I totally understand that. I don't know. That's a tough one. That's a tough one to buy. But, hey, the Bears look great right now.
Oh, my God.
And they're in first place in that division.
3-1, and they look good. But a Khalil Mack trade, man, that's unbelievable.
That
changed everything for that team.
Completely.
And I think now Winston is the quarterback and Fitz is sitting now?
I don't know, man. He may be, but I'm not surprised that he was made to look human against that Bear defense, but it's not like Jameis Winston came in and lit the world on fire.
No, of course.
Were you stunned that the Patriots proved everybody to be stupid?
Oh, my God. The only thing I was upset with the Patriots was that I didn't take them as well in the knockout pool.
Yes.
Because I should have done that, and I don't know what insanity was preventing me from doing that, but nevertheless.
You know what it was? Because I think we all at times have fallen victim to it, and I have before as well. We get lulled into this false sense of belief that, well, maybe they're not that good.
Yeah, and I know.
They are. And when we're sitting here in January, I guarantee we're going to be saying the AFC playoffs
12-4,
are the
13-3.
Patriots.
3.
We're going to call it the Patriots Invitational,
like
we always do.
Yep.
So give them credit. And now the Dolphins have a chore because they got to bounce back.
Play the Bengals. How about the Bengals, bro? What a heck of a win for Cincinnati.
Great win.
That is a great. And the Atlanta Falcons, who can score points left and right, their defense is terrible.
Well,
I mean, it's terrible. I know a lot of guys are banged up. I understand
that. That's the excuse. I mean, the Falcons coming in this year had one of the better defenses in the league. The problem is they kept losing guys. They've lost 4 starters already on defense. But what it came down to was 1 second left. They can't stop A.J. Green. 4th and 8, 4th and 6. There were a couple of 4th down plays where they could have won this game and gotten off the field. And they actually made a big play in this game because I thought that McKinley forced an Andy Dalton fumble, but then they ruled it a sack because they said he was down. Mm. But it actually looked like it was going to be a strip sack and a recovery. But actually, was it? Yeah, I guess it was a fumble. Right. Then they ruled that it was down. That's what they ended up doing. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember the specific moment in the game because that was the early game.
Right.
But, hey, the Bengals, give them a lot of credit, man. They're putting up points. Tyler Boyd had a tremendous game.
Yep.
The Red Rifle, Andy Dalton
He's
had a great
good,
game.
He's looking good, Dalton, yeah.
Looked fantastic.
Yep.
And the Bills went back to being the Bills.
Oh, God. You know they had no shot in this game.
And again, great job by the Packers, though. First shutout in 8 years, 7 sacks in this game.
I'd use the Packers already if anybody's saying, why do you take them in a knockout?
Yeah.
I'd use them already.
No, makes sense.
I couldn't do that.
And the Chargers, of course. They escaped
by the skin. Let me tell you right now. So I'm watching. So now I got the Giants. I'm watching the Giants, all right? And I didn't see, you know, I put in the red zone. You're not really showing a Charger game. So I didn't really. So it took a couple minutes. First score I see, 7-0. They lose an interception return for a touchdown. Next score I see, it's 14-0. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? Are they going to lose to the Niners here? Now, fortunately, they came back, and I saw the play at the end of the game. It was the Niners had the ball. They're down 29. First of all, the Chargers took a 26-17 lead, and the Niners came back to take the lead again, which made me delirious. And then now the Chargers take the lead. They kick the field goal. They're up 29-27, and Sturgis had a rough game. He missed an extra point. He missed a makeable field goal, too. 29-27, and you see that play at the end? That I don't know if it was an interception. With Better, the ball got popped in the air.
Yeah.
And whoever was from San Diego. From the
call him San Diego.
Okay. You know, he comes up with the balls. It was an interception. And I'm like,
wouldn't escape.
I think I got it now.
Yeah.
Oh, that was an escape, I'll tell you that.
It was a very entertaining week of football. Yeah. I mean, really, this football season, forget about how bad our teams are in this town. This has been great football.
Yep.
Overtime games, crazy finishes.
And terrific game tonight. Chiefs-Broncos, first place on the line in the AFC West.
No doubt. We can see if Patrick Mahomes could keep it up. And how about the Ravens last night against the Pittsburgh Steelers?
I was very surprised by that.
Well, the Steelers are a mess in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
First of all, now we can say it. They miss Le'Veon Bell. They've gotten completely away from running the football.
Yeah.
They do not run the football at all with James Conner. They've completely ignored that. And there's something off about that team. And the Ravens are weird from week to week. What are the Ravens?
Yeah. Well, they're 3-1.
No, I know.
I mean, you know.
I know they are.
They lost to the Bengals. I mean, the Bengals are a good team. They lost to the Bengals on a road.
So we believe they're a good team now? Where are we with them?
I don't know. Flacco's off to a pretty good start. I don't know, bro. Here's what I know. Nothing. You know what I know? I know absolutely, as much as I'm into the National Football League, as much as I followed it for 60 years, I don't know anything.
Well, here's
what
do
I know?
Here's the best example of we know.
I know
nothing.
The Patriots are going to go 12-4.
That we know.
All right.
Yeah,
I know that.
The best example of the NFL not making sense would be the Detroit Lions. Think about this. They get destroyed by the Jets.
Right. Killed.
They lose to the Niners.
Right.
They lose to the Cowboys. They're one win.
And they blow them out.
The Patriots.
Right. Blow them out.
Does that make sense to anybody?
No. Makes no sense.
They're probably the best example of football in 2018. Nothing makes sense.
Yeah. Well.
And I'll tell you, just looking ahead to next week, there's one game that is very, very sexy. Great offense.
Jacksonville-Kansas City game.
Yeah. Great offense versus the great defense.
In Kansas City.
That's a hell of a game.
Yeah.
We're not going to get that game in New York because we have the Jets and Giants
at the same time again.
I know.
And this Fox thing is going on. You know, they had a couple commercials yesterday. I don't know if you noticed that. Maybe you wouldn't get them because you don't have Omnivision.
I did see the commercials, though. Yeah,
right.
We get them.
What is it called? Omnivision, right?
It's called Optimum.
Optimum, right. It used to be Cablevision. Now it's Optimum. Yeah. So, you know, the whole Fox thing. Now, fortunately, the Jets aren't on Fox.
Wait,
next week.
It go into effect now?
I don't know.
I heard October 1st.
Well, that's today.
So it's happening now.
I guess my question.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now, we called to get, you know, and now maybe by the weekend it won't be. You know, because right now, the way it stands, I'm not going to get the Giant game Sunday.
Right.
I'm not getting that.
Yeah.
Thank God the Jets are on CBS, although I would have went to the game if I had to.
And you don't have to worry about the Yankees because they're on TBS.
Right.
They're not on Fox.
But Fox is the World Series.
Correct.
And what else?
And the NLCS. They don't have the AL.
You know.
The AL is TBS. I think it's TBS.
So the only thing
I really have
to worry about in the immediate future is the Giants.
Unless you're really interested in seeing the Colorado Rockies against the Atlanta Braves in the divisional series.
Oh, that's on Fox today?
The divisional series. No, today's ESPN.
Right, ESPN, both of them.
And
right.
I think the one game playoff, the wild card game, is ESPN as well, right? And then it's Fox for the NLDS.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. I see.
But it's not going to affect you that much. Honestly, you could live without the NL playoffs. The Giants, that's the killer.
Yeah, the Giants is the killer. I mean, that's really, you know, and, you know, we'll see what happens. Because there was a big article, you know, a big ad in the paper saying this is the last weekend for Fox for Optimum. So,
yeah, well, one positive is I think the Giants, the week after is Thursday night,
yes.
And the week after that, the Monday night.
But Viking game is on Fox.
Oh, well, that's a problem.
So if going on, I'll have to go to that game.
Yeah, but for the Giants,
I'll have to go.
Other than this week, you don't have to worry about it for a while.
Right.
Because they have these primetime games, which I'm sure the networks are very excited about to get the Giants on primetime.
Well.
Being a little sarcastic.
So that Thursday night, so the Eagle game is the Thursday night game at MetLife.
Correct. And then the next week is a Monday night game at Atlanta.
Oh, my
Two
God.
Teams that are not off to great starts.
Oh, my God.
The Falcons are not this bad, though. I could see the Falcons turning
it
around.
They're scoring a lot of points.
They're scoring a ton. They've scored 30 points three straight weeks.
I know.
They're 1-2.
Yeah, 1-3.
Well, 1-2 when they've scored 30.
Oh, yeah, right.
Week one, they only scored 12. But
right.
I got what you. Yeah, absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.